You say that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
Uh-huh. But last year my neighbor, did what?
Went and climbed the mountain.
Uh-huh. You say, but I have never.
No, I never did.
I have never walked that mountain.
I've tried to remember that mountain I see in Colorado. High Peak.
Uh-huh.
High Peak, you call that. I saw some little train that bring people up there and come down, but they couldn't pay me enough to go on there. I'll be too scared.
Uh-huh.
I went in those caves that was about 6,000 feet deep, you know. I say, well, if something happened here, we'll never get out of it. It's nice to see that. That the way the rock are built inside and hanging, look like big chandelier, you know, like those chandeliers from the ceiling. It's very nice to see.
I bet it was cool down there.
Not too much. And they have water and light everywhere in that. If ever you go around Colbert, you should stop there and look in it. It's something different.
Uh-huh.
And it don't cost much to go there.
Uh-huh. If you saw a real steep mountain, you might ask somebody, has that mountain ever been
a peak?
Or has it, you want to know about people climbing it, you'd ask, has that mountain ever been
climbed?
And you'd say, you'd throw a ball and ask somebody to
pick up the ball?
Or to what it?
Catch it.
And I threw the ball and he...
Then he catch it back?
Uh-huh. And you say, I've been fishing, but I haven't...
Haven't caught any fish. They didn't bite.
Uh-huh.
That was no luck.
And you'd say, he was feeling so good that instead of walking, he...
He jumped.
Or he what, all the way home?
He ran.
And you'd say, he has what, a mind?
Energy.
He has...
Nerve or energy.
Uh-huh. Or... You'd say, he's trying to get in good shape, so he has...
Oh, exercise.
He has what, a mile?
Yeah.
He's already...
Slimmed down by taking exercise.
We're talking about him running. You'd say he has...
A lot of courage, and he wants slimmed down a little bit. Which I think we should do every day. I should need it. I used to take exercise, but I kind of neglect myself.
Uh-huh. And you say, that's the book that you want me.
That's the book you should read, like the Bible would tell you.
For Christmas.
Or for Christmas.
That's what you...
You should read.
Or you want it to me.
Or you... I like to find presents, you should let me have your catalog.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
Say, you bought me a present, and then on Christmas you...
What
it to me.
Yeah. You just thank him for the Christmas and you try to find Christmas yourself to get even with them.
And we're talking about giving presents. You'd say, that's the present that you
have given me.
Okay.
I'm proud of it. Thank you a lot.
And the part of the tree that grows under the ground is called
the root.
Do you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Yes, I heard they call that sassafras, I don't know how. You use that, they make a tea out of it and it tastes good.
What do people take the tea for?
Well, they used to, for medical thing, you know, give that. Or just to have something to drink at night, you know, instead of coffee or tea. They boil that and drink it, and especially for a cold, and some add a little bit of whiskey in it to make a dope, I guess.